Blog Talk Radio.
You say he is faithful. You are holy, Lord, you are holy. Somebody tell him, what a privilege and honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are worthy, Lord, you are worthy. Worthy, 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 worthy. Oh, Lord, I know you are worthy. What a privilege and honor for me to worship you at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. Your own, your own. Your own, your own. Your own. I can search heaven's high, I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one. I could search the heavens high, I could search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one. Come on, say it with me. I can search the heavens, I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is. I've searched the heavens high, I've searched the earth below, but there is no one. There is no one. There's no one so holy. Woo. No one so worthy. No one so faithful. There is no one. I don't know about you, but I know there is no one. That's why I give him praise. That's why I give him glory. Because there's no one so holy. There is no one so worthy. There's no one so faithful. There is no one. Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus. We praise you right now, Lord Jesus. We give you honor, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to just find us pleasing in your eyesight today, Lord. We pray, Lord, that we are not living in our past today, Lord, that we are not being held accountable to the things that have been killed by the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today that we now can walk in the newness of Jesus. We thank you today, Lord, that we can now be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, that no longer am I ashamed. No longer do I walk in fear. No longer do I walk in pride. No longer do I walk in those things that are according to this world. But Lord, today I walk not by my will, but your will. Lord, we together as a family, we decree that it is not by our will, but it is your will. Not by our will, but your will. Not our will, but your will. Not our will, but your will. And Heavenly Father God, we come and we lay it on your altar right now as a sacrifice of praise right now, Lord Jesus, that we decrease of self. We take us out the equation, Heavenly Father God. We minus the flesh and we increase the spirit. Lord, we take hold and embrace you with ownership. We willingly take up our cross daily, right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we willfully draw our strength from you, which cometh from above. And Lord, right now, we cast down our sinful nature. We cast down the flesh. We cast down anything, Heavenly Father God, that is not in line with your will, that is not in accordance to lifting your name up on high, that is not promoting Jesus, that is not making you the whole source, the whole reason, the whole purpose of life is you that lives in us. So, Lord, we thank you today, Lord. We magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Lord, that we can touch stone, that we can remember the goodness of you by the birth, by the virgin birth. Lord, we rejoice in that right now, Heavenly Father God, that we remember where we came from. But no longer will we be held by those things, Lord, that were not in line with you, Lord, but we will step forward. We will erase the past. We will get rid of the fear. We will take away our temptation, and we will stay sinless before you today, Lord Jesus, because it's not our will, but your will. Have your way today, Jesus. I decrease of self right now, Lord. I demand it of my flesh right now that it dies. I command it in the spirit right now that it rises. That, Lord, it is you and me that speaks. It is you and me that thinks. It is you and me that guides everything that comes from in this flesh body right now, Lord. I give it to you. I place it on your altar. I pour the blood of Jesus over everyone's ears that are hearing the word today. I pray the blood of Jesus over everyone's mind today that is going forward. I pray the blood of Jesus over everybody's situation that is from your past. I bind it right now. And I say we go forward from here, that we move according to God's word immediately. We thank you today, Lord. We magnify you. We praise you in your son Jesus' name, and all in agreement said, amen, amen, amen. I need you to decree this with me today, family. I am, come on, say it like you mean it. I am white as snow. And you may need to look at someone, or you may need to identify with the mirror of your hand and just look at yourself today, or look at your neighbor and say, I am, you have to declare this, I am white as snow. Glory to God on our declaration about being white as snow. God has called us not according to our purpose, not according to our plan, not according to our will, but according to his. So we're going to magnify the Lord today as we continue to go forward in step two of the P2P challenge, going through with purpose. When you do something in God, you must find your purpose. We must, as a family, as a team, we must stop just going off the handle and doing things according to what we thought instead of what God thinks. See, when we think, as we discussed in step one, when we think with the mind of Christ, it is no longer your thinking. It is no longer your reasoning. It is no longer your understanding. It is now dependent on him. Now, as we get ready to go forth, the Lord has instructed me today that we're going to begin our journey today. And we're going to start in Matthew, which is an awesome book. And look at the enemy. He wants to freeze up my little play pad here, but we're going to bind that thing and let it be known that it's not by the electronics. It's by the word of God. And that's why I am so family, so stuck on the actual Bible. We get so caught up in these electronics that if they don't work, we find ourselves lost. If they don't work, we get ourselves caught where now we don't feel that we can do what God has called us to do the way God said we could do it. Remember, today, it's not my will. Say it again. It's not my will, but it's his will. Today, we make a decree that we are going to go forward and we are going to allow God to do what God said to do. When, family? No, not next week. When, family? No, yesterday is past. When, family? Right now in the 0 to 5 seconds time frame that we have that is a tangible time. That 0-5 second time frame is a time that you can obtain a God-given dream, vision, or an idea. No, it doesn't mean that it goes away because God will waste nothing of him. But for you, for me, for us to obtain this gift of God, we must move in a 0-5 second when? Now, to receive the word of God when he said it. When? When? No, too slow. When? No, too slow. Remember, it's not on the outside, but it's on the inside. See, we have to understand, and I know we've read these scriptures before, and I know we've been through these same things, and you're going to say, well, Pastor Hamilton, I've read that, and I've saw that before, but have we really applied the scriptures to our walk in Christ? Do we take it so serious that nothing that we do is without this uncompromisable word of God? I know we've tried it that way. It didn't work. So if you didn't try it before, if you tried it before and it didn't work, it must be time to try something new. It must be time to move forward and let God be and do what he's already told us that we can do. Now, remember, Jesus, that's what this is all about. Everything we do, family, everything we do. Yes, we have many testimonies and many other messages, but the most important thing in this walk is Jesus. I think we all agree at that. And that without Jesus, we are nothing. It says that through him, all things are what? Possible. But without him, see, there's that contract. Remember in this word of God that there's always two sides. He doesn't just give you all the goodness, but he also shares, but if you do not follow my instructions, you will be cursed. You will die. Now watch this. If we follow who? Jesus, then his example should be the structure. It should be the system that we design our lives around. So when you're getting ready to go through, there is a preparation stage that we must go through, that now we put ourselves out of self but into Christ. That we now understand that if Jesus has already won the war, has already became victorious, as we walk with him, as we go through, we can walk through our circumstances already in victory. Because what? We change the way we think. See, we're always going to revert back to the unifying principle of changing the way I think. I cannot think the way I thought last week if it wasn't being successful in my life with Christ. No, forget your business. Forget your relationships. Forget everything else, because if it's not in line with your relationship with God, everything else is going to fail. And that's where the family out here that is joining in unity, we have to come in agreement here that if it's not, if Jesus is not in line, everything else will not follow. If it's not according to his word, meaning it's going to uplift him, it's going to bring glory to him, that he will be edified from it, then we must remove that element from our lives. Now watch this. The scripture will show us here in this example is that you must do some things by yourself. You must go through your circumstances by yourself. It's a requirement. It's a test. It is the word of God stretching your boundaries, getting you out of the norm, getting you out of the comfortable, getting you out of what everybody else says is the way to do it. You now go only by, we said it before, it's called no options. You only go by what Jesus has shown you. Now, if I could direct you to Matthew 26, and we are going to begin in the 36th verse. This is the story we all know about, the Garden of Gethsemane. And I've shared this with you before. If you are a history buff and you want to know all the statistics and things like that, there were, you know, all of the two that had been sent out to go and make disciples, you know, remember they sent them out two by two? This was the time for that crew to return back with the harvest from their going forth and making disciples. They had multiplied, I think in less than a week, they had multiplied the 50 to 500. And by the next week, they had multiplied the 500 to 5,000. And it stopped, the numbers and the statistics stopped there. But if you think in the glory of God and the multiplication of his spirit and how when it puts together, it multiplies automatically, there could have been 500,000, there could have been 5,000, there could have been any number of multitudes of thousands around the garden. And the reason why I bring this forward is that I want it to be known that if Christ did not want to go through the circumstance, he had an army outside. He had an army built outside of the garden that were prepared to go into Passover, that were there for the celebration. You have to know that it was every opportunity for him to be saved from having to go through the circumstance. But no, he knew in his flesh that it was a requirement of him to go through so he could come out on the other end victorious. And that's the purpose that we're going to see here. Is that sometimes, family, you got to do some things on your own. Sometimes you got to just accept the fact that this is a struggle, this is a test, this is a obstacle that you must go through and endure in excellence. Because remember this, it's not so much that you have something to go through, it's how you go through it and how you come out. I'll say that again. It's not so much you're going to have obstacles, you're going to have circumstances that come against you. It's a daily walk. What we read last week, the Bible says that you should, if you desire to follow Christ, and that's what we already agreed, that's why we're here. We're here because of Jesus. We're here because we all believe in the blood. We all believe that we're all white as snow. We all believe that if he's in it and he's for it and he's called it, it shall come to pass. It's a promise from heaven. We've already established that we're all in one accord. So Jesus is the reason. It's not Christmas. It's Jesus. It's not the new toys. It's not the new clothes. It's not the new gadgets. It's Jesus. And we want to stay clear as a family is that it's about Jesus. So long as we have that in order, it is about Jesus. Jesus is going to show us that he had to do some stuff on his own. But watch this. It came to pass. It came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there. Now understand, he didn't need help to pray. He needed some interceders that would surround him and that would watch him as he went to pray. But look at the flesh. The flesh steps in and woo, Jesus. And he says, sit here while I go pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here with me and watch with me. Now see, he wasn't asking for prayer to come pray with me. He wanted them to watch him. He wanted them to protect him while he went forward. Now watch this. Then he said, he went a little farther, fell on his face, and he prayed. And he said, now watch this, through all the spiritual, he didn't fall on his face because he was in his flesh. He didn't fall on his face and say, because of the spirit or anything else. He said, oh, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Let this cup pass from me. Stop right there. His flesh cried out, I'm not ready to go through this. We've already seen that we're going to be beat, we're going to be drugged, we're going to be spit on, we're going to be stabbed, we're going to be treated worser than the worst. And the flesh cried out, but watch this. The spirit rose up and said, not as I will, but as you will. Well, you know, the spirit is standing up saying, family, as long as we stand not in our will, but in his will, we could go through any circumstance. Woo. We could take on any obstacle when it's not our will. We can do anything. We can do what? Anything when it's not our will. Family, God is trying to do a miraculous thing in a lot of our lives. He is ready to take us to an overflow in our ministries. He's ready to take us in an overflow in our lifestyles. He's ready to take us in an overflow in every area of our lives as we prepare ourselves and complete the task to become acceptable in his sight. Meaning, you're going to have to go through some stuff. A friend of mine used a quote. He said, how do you know the pain if you've never been through the struggle? How can you cannot understand what I'm going through or what I'm feeling and what my emotions are telling to me if you've never experienced the pain. And if we are not willing to rely on the example of Christ and understand, it's going to take some pain and suffering. It's going to take some sacrifice. It's going to take some doing without. It's going to take some accountability to say that I must change. We must, family. It's hands down. We must make some different changes in our lives unless you have it all together. And I know there's some of us out there that may be perfect in what we think and what we do and that maybe this message is not for you. But for those of you like me that are struggling every 0 to 5 second with a cross to bear, then you understand that we must prepare ourselves to go through willingly. You know, the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 12, it says that we should rejoice. We should rejoice as we go through. Now we're back to this. Watch this. We're back to Luke 9:23, where it says you must take up your cross when? I have to emphasize that word, daily. You don't go through once and it's over. It's a daily process. There are crosses to bear. There are things that you have not even unturned yet that are really issues in our lives, but we put Band-Aids on them. And the Band-Aid, yes, it makes it, you can't see the actual abrasion. You can't see the blood. You can't see anything of the pain because we Band-Aid it up and it looks good with Bugs Bunny or some cartoon character or Betty Boo or whatever people put on these Band-Aids these days. But we do that in the spirit. Instead of going through the circumstance, we then avoid the circumstance, we go around the circumstance, and we go nowhere, and we end up spinning over and over and over again and ending up right back where you came from. Here, let's take a second of reflection. Let's take a second of reflection and think of a situation that you knew you were called to go through, but you took the easy route. Instead of going all, it made it look like it was a farther distance going straight. But that shortcut told you if you turn here, cut there, and you went all this way, you did all these turns, and that, but you ended up right back where you started from. See, God is calling us to be willing with the rejoicing spirit. Understanding it's a must. It's a requirement. This is one of the steps that we take to prove that he is holy, that we are holy and acceptable unto him, going through the circumstances. Look, Romans 8:17 tells us what? We must suffer with Jesus. No, it's not a praise party every day. But listen, the mentality that we must walk with. See, we can rejoice. My friends know me. I'm going through the circumstance, but if you look at me and you hear what God is doing in and through me, I'm rejoicing even through the storm. And no, I'm not trying to pat me on the belt like I'm all that or anything, but I do live by what God tells me to live by. And I cannot walk around sad when I know I'm supposed to rejoice when I go through. Because it's not me. He's not just watching to see if I go through. Because a lot of us, our mother, father, or our leaders tell us to do something. Yeah, we do it, but we kicking and scratching the whole way through. It's the same thing with God, family. It's not so much that you're willing to go through. It's how we go through it. It's the attitude. Remember, back to step one, the unifying principle. You got to change the way you think. If you thought you was lazy yesterday, you cannot think like you're lazy today because your words will come to life and become lazy. They will give life or what? Death. I am energetic. I am smart. I am destined to be greater than I ever thought I could be in my last five because I'm in a new five and I can be greater than I was just 5 seconds ago. When? It's a new now. See, we should get greater every 5 seconds. We're stepping up the ladder to greatness. And guess what? It does not stop. It's a lifestyle. Matthew 10:38 says that if you don't take up a cross, there's no worth. Matthew 10:38, no cross. This is the principle. No cross, no worth. No cross, no worth. If you're trying to do this thing without taking up your cross, there's no worth to what you're doing. You just kind of spinning the wheel. You ever been on a bicycle? You got momentum up going? Woo, man, you rolling. I know that's way back for some of us, but I'm even kicking my memories in. You're rolling on that bicycle and the chain breaks. You don't originally stop when the chain breaks because you got momentum and it keeps rolling. And some of us will keep on paddling. We thought it got easier. And the more you paddle, the slower you get to go because your system has broke. You ended up going around, but you didn't do all the maintenance to your system. You didn't take up the birth in your cross. You didn't take it up willfully. You didn't go through coming kicking the door in, not with fear, but with confidence. Not with the past discretions, but with courage that no matter what it is, God says, I'm forgiven. Without letting temptation pull you the other way. Come on now. I know I'm talking to somebody because that's me. It's easy to get distracted. Oh, come here. It's easier. I give you a ride, but don't have no gas in the car. One of the tires got a bubble in it. Finna blow up. But you just got off the bus to get in this car, and it's not even maintained to drive. But it's the easy route. So then we end up, instead of taking that 30-minute bus ride, we end up taking no ride because that car won't start, and it takes you 3 hours to get where you could have gotten in 30 minutes because we want the easy route. We must, family, go through. Not my will, but whose will? His will. Wait, no, not your will. That must be painted all over your house, on every mirror, not my will. Quick reminder, every time you think of something, say, not my will. Every time somebody comes to you with something you know is far-fetched and crazy, not my will. And they be like, what you talking about? You got to go to God because it's his will. How do you answer a question? How do you make a conscious choice? Not my will. Ooh, glory, that's praise right there. Not my will. See, you can repetitiously practice the principles of God that will now teach you that it's not your will. We started today knowing that as we go forward, that must be our cry. That must be what we sing loud. Not my will. That's a new praise song. Not my will. I know there's no harmony right there, but the power of those words, not my will. You have declared it. So that's one area that you won't have to go through again because you have conquered the not my will principle. It's just not my will. Why? Because it's his will. And when we live according to the principles and the word of God, it's what he says, when he says it, how he says it, for us to get in line so we can receive it when? Right now. No, brother, you try to catch it with your hand. That's still too slow. In our mind, our brain, our thinking, our human computer is where we must obtain the now. So before you make a step on the outside, you can already have ran it through your mind and made the mistake and no, I ain't going through that. I got burnt. Remember the principle we talked about, the stove and the skillet? Mama told you all day not to touch it, but until you knew it was hot, you didn't trust it. We got to go farther than that, knowing that the opposition is coming. The temptation, the sin, the past reminders, the fear, it's coming. It's not going away. And here's another one for you, free. When you get closer to God, you might as well go and strap it up because he's coming. When God is finna do a breakthrough in your life, the enemy will come. Oh, you can sit lay around all day you want to and tell me, no, he don't mess with me no more. Oh, I'm protected. Oh, no, I beg to differ. If you're doing what God has called you to do, he is on you every day. Now, as we get closer to our relationship with God, erasing the flesh, because it says if I resist the flesh, he will what? That he will flee, resist the desires of the flesh, and he will. Not maybe, not can. It says resist the desires of the flesh and he, the enemy, will flee. So it's possible. But we still must go through because why? We established this last week. If you can pinch yourself and feel some flesh, then you will go through. Every day. The word says, take up your cross daily. If it wasn't meant to be a daily instruction, he wouldn't have said daily. He would have said, take up your cross every 3 months. Take up your cross every 90 days. Take up your cross half every 6 months. Take up your cross every 10 years. Take up your cross every 20 years. Or you know what, son? You graduated. You ain't got to worry about taking a cross up no more. But that's not what he said. He said, take up your cross daily. And not only just take up your cross, you got to follow him. He went through. What makes you think you're so good not to go through? What makes me think that I'm exempt from going through? If Jesus did it, who is the reason? I'm going to hold you accountable because I think we all agreed it's about Jesus. If he went through it, what's wrong with the little stuff we're going through? There's no comparison to the things that Christ did for us compared to the little stuff we go through here. And most of the time, it's only because we're not getting our way that we feel like we're not accomplished. We feel like we haven't won victory because it wasn't my way. But it cannot be your way anymore. The answer to the question is not my will. Look, we talked about Daniel. Daniel went to the lion's den willfully. He could have bowed down and said, you know what? Okay, I ain't gonna pray to my God no more. That's too dangerous. I could tell that's gonna hurt. Ooh, that lion's mouth is big. He could have let all the things in the flesh tell him, you know what? I rebuke that. No, I won't do it again. But he didn't. He understood it wasn't his will, but it was God's will. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were purged through the fire. Do you know that they say that it was so hot in that furnace that it killed the guards on the outside? So if it killed them on the outside before Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego ever got inside, it had to be so hot already that they felt in their flesh they felt in their flesh the pain and the suffering they were going to go through. They could have immediately went insane. The definition of insanity, ooh, I heard you. The definition of insanity is avoiding great pain and suffering. We go insane. We go crazy because we willfully go around the problem. We do not want pain. We do not want suffering. We do not want to even acknowledge it. But before they even got to the furnace, they saw that fire coming out. When they walked through the heat, see, they hadn't got in yet. Watch. See, they had to, the heat had to be acknowledged in their flesh until they got through because it was a test. And once they went through, then the protection and the anointing came over that broke the yoke, destroyed all of the evil that had been cast. But when you know that you are going through pain, most of us won't go through it. We get an attitude, why me? We murmur, we complain, we try to give it to somebody else. Oh, no, the Lord said that you should do this one. But you know, and I know God told us to go through it. There are scripture after scripture after scripture that will confirm that God says in his word that we are to go through tribulations. Now, if you look at the drawing that I posted on the challenge page today, the first scripture says in Romans 8 and 17 that we are to suffer with Jesus. That is not that we suffer with him wholeheartedly, but we suffer with, we do suffer with him wholeheartedly, with joy. We embrace suffering with Jesus, with joy in our heart. Acts 14 and 22 tells us that it takes tribulations to enter into the kingdom. 2 Corinthians 1 and 4 tells us that if you go through willingly, God will comfort you. Well, here we go again. It says that he will not put more on you than you can what? Handle. That means he has to be the one to protect you. He knew that when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went through there, that when Daniel went in there, that they were against the odds physically. That anything physically said, they would burn and they would be eaten. But because they trusted him and his comfort and his protection, they went through. A little farther down, back in 1 Corinthians 3 and 13, 14 says that we will be tested by the fire. Now here's the encouragement. Isaiah tells us in 43 and 2, it says that God is with us when you go through your stuff. He didn't forsake you. He didn't leave you by yourself. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's going to be there with you. So we must, now watch this, as we rejoice in the fire. See, let's stop trying to get out of the fire. Let's take a little deep breath and understand that you cannot just run through without receiving, without being given all God had planned for you to get. Oh, yes, you get through there real quick and you thought you made it, but the lesson that even when you're in the midst of it, some of us try to get off right there. Even when we get missed of it. See, we don't want to stay around pain and suffering too long because then we find excuses to get out. Or we let others come and infiltrate this anointing and guide us out of God's path for our life. When? Right now. I've shared with you over and over again. The enemy is here to rob, to kill, and to destroy. Not your body, but your relationship with God in the spirit. He is jealous of your ability to have a one-on-one relationship with him that he can no longer have. He could care less if you walked around this earth crazy, insane, off your rocker, and not speaking no wisdom or knowledge that has been given to you through understanding the word of God. He would just be as happy. He doesn't need any more henchmen. He's not recruiting army members. He's not trying to build this. He has all the henchmen and all the thugs he needs. We are useless to him other than being able to block us from having a one-on-one relationship with God. So, yes, he'll show you an easy way around, but he'll leave you as soon as you make the first left turn. Yes, he'll give you a simple solution, but before you know it, you're triple in debt than you were when you started. Oh, yes, he'll bring so-called the right people that will do nothing but sow unnegative seed. Now, get this. All seed, just because it doesn't kill, does not make it good seed. Yes, it had a lot of numbers, zeros on the end of it. And yes, when you first got it, you were able to buy this, this, and this, and this, and you walked around and you just praised God and you gave away some stuff, and before you know, everything you had was gone. Oh, yeah, it felt good for a minute. But was the seed that was sown really the seed from God that will produce harvest? See, I don't want just a part-time seed. I need a full seed. I don't want a part-time word. I want a full word. I want the word. I want the seed. I want the experience to be of God completely so I get all that God says I can have. Where? In me. Not on me. Not around me. In me. There's angels protecting me around me, but I need him in me. I want more of God in me. I want to go through the trials and the tribulations because I know he's with me. I've already bonded with him, step one. I've already had a relationship with him, step one. I've already drawn my strength from where? Above, step one. It's the unifying principle. My mind must be fixed on Jesus at all times. Now, when? Right now, I can now go through not looking for a cross to fall down out of heaven and knock me to the ground or for somebody to come and attack me with a cross. I'm out there already picking my cross up when I walk out the door because I know I got to take it up. Look at the word, take it up. It didn't say wait on it. It didn't say go find it. It said take it up. That means it's already resident right where you need it. within you. Come on. I know the problems I'm going through. I don't need a psychiatrist or anyone to give me an assumption of what they think I need to do. God speaks to me, and he's very clear that when I go to him in truth, through worship, spirit, and in truth, he doesn't sugarcoat it. He tells me exactly what I got going on. So I can't understand why we don't get it to the point where we keep going over the same thing over and over and over and over again when it's not growing into the glory of God. Yes, I'm on one today because I am quenching the spirit that some of us, we say it, you know, we do as the Pharisees, and we say it with our mouth, and it sounds good, and it's all the cliches and all the things that the church people want to hear, but at the end of the day, we're still in the same situation that we were at the beginning of the day. Enough is enough. I'm better than I was at 6 a.m. this morning. I'm even willing to say I'm better than I was just 5 seconds ago because I choose him. No compromise. No compromise. There's no other way. I cannot do it alone because with him, I can do all things. But without him, I can't do nothing. When? Right now. Right now. See, Jesus, in that Gethsemane experience, he prayed 3 times to avoid the flesh. He prayed 3 times to avoid the cross experience. He didn't pray for healing. He was praying for his flesh was crying out. So get ready. Your flesh is going to cry out. Your flesh is going to try to pull up the old past files that we should have burned in the furnace of forgetfulness. But the flesh, even in Jesus, 3 times he prayed for the flesh to be relieved, have to go through the pain and suffering that was required of him to save us all. That's a sermon in itself. What more do I have to complain about when I really believe? See, here goes back to ownership. Here goes back to you taking it as ownership. Here it goes back to you taking it as personal. See, when you really believe the blood and the experience of the cross, the little stuff that we have to go through is minute. The little stuff that we're going through can be fixed very simply by following his instructions and going through with victory already in our heart. And that's where we're at here. See, we're at the point where we have to build ourselves up. So that zone that we're in, relationship with God, the vine, the branches, it says that you're supposed to do what? Die, no. It says you're supposed to produce. And if you didn't produce, you will get what? Pruned and burned away. Look at that principle. Past. If it's not of God and it's not production, cut it off. But don't just throw it in the trash can. You got to burn that thing out your life. You got to have, like a man of God said about 3-4 weeks ago, you got to have a funeral for that thing. You got to have a ceremony that puts it in the death mode. Because in my zone, I have to maintain my spiritual connection to God at all times. So when I go to take up my cross, I take up my cross already with the anointing all over me. The burden bearer, the yoke destroyer, that's with me all the time. See, you have to not bottle it up. Ooh, hallelujah. You have to take the Isaiah 10 and make that personal, that's part of your zone. When? Right now. So when you move forward into your Luke 9:23 that you got to take up your cross daily, you already in your anointing. You already in step one. You're renewed by you're transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're walking in to taking up your cross daily with a new mind, a new mind, a new mind, a new motivation, a new direction. You go through willingly because you took up your cross knowing it was a responsibility. And you don't know how far you're going to have to go through. You don't know how much it's going to hurt. You know it's going to hurt, but you don't know how much, and you don't know what it's going to do. But you know one thing for sure. He's not going to put more on you than you can handle because he's with you. And he has given you the protector, the Holy Spirit, to be your zone. Ooh, that anointing. Get some yokes destroyed in the anointing. Get some burdens removed. Where? In the anointing. It didn't say it was a one-time deal. You can take the anointing with you at all places when he's inside you. Why? That's why it is so important that we are not conformed to this world. Not only be it conformed to the world, but falling back on the world. See, things get easy. Maybe it's only me. I forgot. We got a lot of perfect Christians around today. So it's maybe it's only me, and I maybe only preach it to myself. But a lot of times when things start getting good, we fall back, and they call it relapse. We go backwards and relapse like it's the thing to do, just because it got a little easy, just because the lights didn't get cut off, just because I did have enough gas to get there. We get lackadaisical, and we now fall off again because we didn't keep the principle in place. Hear me loud and clear. These principles must be lived daily. They must become a part of your Christian walk. They must become owned by you and made personal, that they become not Pastor E's principles, not Evangelist Bernard's principles, not Minister Ruby's principles, but God's principles that he's given to you that you can now make it your principle. Are you just listening? Are you just going through the motions? Are you just trying to, you know, want your number seen on the dashboard? But when you really want to make a change, when you really want to say, this is about me, you know what? Because I'm ready to have what God has for me. I'm tired of waiting on so-and-so telling me it's a 10-year plan. I'm tired of waiting on somebody to tell me that I messed up before and I can't do no better. I'm tired of people that are not encouraging me. I'm tired of people that are not lifting me up before the throne. I'm tired of people that are not encouraging God being a part of every part of my life. Oh, yeah, let's go to church, but let's go to the club. Let's go to church, but go date this guy out of marriage. Let's go to church, but still you can have a girlfriend. Let's go to church and you can still do this. Let's get it. No. We have to remove those things. That's why when we get stuck in the zone, we can never make it out, because that's where all the attacks come from, in the zone. That's why we have to activate the anointing to now protect us in the zone. That's why we have to have a prayer group of prayer warriors that we know that we know that we know that without a doubt they are in line with God's word. When she prays, she doesn't pray for me. She prays for God's will. Because what? It's not my will. When I call a brother over there and tell, I know what he's praying about, because what? It's not my will. When I get on the prayer line and I put my request out, I know it's coming to pass because it's not my will. And it took me many times of going through circumstances because it was my will, coming out worse than I went in. Enough is enough. Or going through something and you come out the same way you went in. Something ain't right, family. Enough is enough. Oh, yes, everybody is happy for you. They're celebrating with you. They are praying with you. But every time they see you, they see the same person. Something ain't right. Something must change. We have the principle of how to change the way we think. Now he's giving us a way to go through some stuff. You must go through with a spirit of rejoicing. You must go through willingly going out to take up your cross with a plan, with a purpose, with a direction, with a commitment, with accountability, that no matter what comes up against you, I'm going to keep my word to God. See, God's not right there watching you. So the people that are around you, we'll keep our word with the person that is watching us that can see everything with their tangible eye, and we'll put God off just because we can't see him with our eyes. We got a problem. Something must change. When? Right now. James 1 and 17. Word says that God will bless those who patiently endure the test. See, the test is not something you just run through and like a microwave. You know, most of us are microwave now. We want to put it in 10 seconds, bing, is ready, done, eat it, gap, duck, out the door. But this is called patience. This patience is some of that old-time cooking where you can smell it from 6 in the morning. I remember my grandmother used to cook Thanksgiving dinner the night before and still be cooking until 12 noon. Now people get up at 6 a.m. and be done by 10 a.m. Because everything is microwave. Everything is quick fix. Everything is dropping some hot water on it. It's ready. God tells us in his scripture, he'll bless us if we patiently endure the test. Not run from the test. Not just get by with the test. He says endure the test. When you endure, that means you embrace. When you endure means that you absorb. When you endure means you draw unto you the power that is just like you. So if it's not Jesus, you're drawing power for something that's not like Jesus. But when I endure for Christ because I know that those tests that I go through, I know that those trials that I endure are for him, not for me, because here we are again. It's not my will. Yes, 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 yes. I know you got done wrong. Yes, yes, yes. I know you felt disrespected. Yes, yes. I know you over there, they talked about you. It doesn't matter. Your flesh will tell you to get back. Your flesh will tell you to jump on them. Your flesh will immediately put you in a position where you want to hurt somebody. But greater is he that's in me than the evil that's in the world, meaning I don't have to do like I used to do no more. The enemy wants to draw you out of the relationship with God. He wants to get you out of the zone because you're protected in the zone. Let's stop praying. Let this cup pass me. And understand, it's not my will. First thing we say, oh, no, please, not me. Can she do it? Oh, that's too long. You mean I got to sit up for an hour straight? Uh-uh, not me. I'm going to get the CD. You mean to tell me that I got to pay close attention for 2 hours straight? I'm going to watch it on DVD because we don't want to willingly go through the circumstance. 1 Peter 1 and 11, the entrance has been supplied by the blood. The cross is representation of the blood that has made you white as snow. Made you what? White as snow. It doesn't matter what you did before. It don't matter what you did in your past. Your past has been put behind you because you're white as snow. Forget the people that are trying to remind you of the bad person you used to be. You are not. You are God's greatest miracle. Stop listening to the people that don't have something positive to tell you to get better than you used to be. Because you are God's greatest miracle. Quit hanging out with people who are not giving you more motivation than you're giving them. Because you are God's greatest miracle. Win right now. Win right now. There's no mistake. Right now. When? Right now. See, if we rejoice in every situation, we don't even have to come cry that no more because God already knows it's not our will. We just rejoice because. Because what? Because he died on the cross? Because what? He shed his blood for me? Because what? He rose again? Because what? He ascended to heaven. Because what? He gave me a right to the tree of life. win right now. No, I don't have to go through a pity party. I don't have to go through a 10-year plan. I can have it right now. You can have it right now. You can do it right now. I can do it right now because of the blood of Jesus. No cross, no worth. If you don't have a cross going on, the Bible says there's no worth. If you're not taking up your cross daily, you're missing it. If you're waiting on your cross to catch up with you, you're not in line with the word. If you're not drawing strength from heaven, but you're getting it from earth, there's a problem. If you're not going through some stuff, I might want to take an inventory myself, because he tells me I will go through. There will be things that come up that make me stay focused and conscious on him. He's tried it too many times with us, family, to give us the easy way out. And what do? We take the easy way around. God is looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth and follow him. And what? Follow him. No. Follow him. Every 0 to 5 seconds, in every part of your life, in every situation of your life. If God is added to the equation, you'll find victory without having to do any work other than lifting up, praising, and walking according to his word. When? Right now. Oh, I'm tired, Pastor. I got to take a break. Well, you just missed your now. And you're wondering why Sister is getting all these things and God is blessing her so abundantly. Because when God says move, when? Now she's moving. When she's going through her circumstances, she's reading the word of God to get strength. She's relying on God and not her. That's why he's blessing. She's taken herself out of the equation. He's removed himself from the equation. He's made it to the point where he understands, I want worth in Christ. And the way I get my worth is I must take up my cross. I must recognize my cross, and I got to do it willingly. I can't backslide no more. I can't straddle the fence anymore. I can't spin and go nowhere anymore. I got to stop ending up right back where I started from. I must progress in my walk with Christ. My spirit nature will now take over my simple nature, because in the war, I am winning the mind. I am winning the conscious thinking over the subconscious thinking. I'm allowing something greater than me to live that no one can see. With the eye. No one can explain. No one can understand. But because I believe through faith in him, my faith, the size of a what? Mustard seed, I can move any mountain. But I got to see myself moving the mountain. I have to be within the trial to see the victory that is going to be won by me being obedient to God's word. Yes, family. Yes, 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 yes. I'll be the first to admit it. Sometimes I want to go there. Sometimes I just don't understand why people do some of the things they do. And I want to go there. I want to regress and go back to Compton. I told a friend of mine that today. I said, you know what? I almost went Compton. But that's the old me. See, the old me will have me having the old results, which were nothing. Look at that. But the new me, by doing it a new way, God is going to bless me abundantly. Because now I am the watchman of my system. I know that my cross that I bear, I've already bared it. I took it up willingly. I activated it. Remember, action, action, action. Faith without works is dead. You can tell me all day, yes, I believe I got a cross to bear. Well, take it up. I can't. I don't see it. See, that's not faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. When? Right now. It didn't say yesterday faith or tomorrow. It said now faith. So I must take up my cross daily, willingly, knowing that by me taking up my cross, that I have now multiplied my worth in the eyes of Christ. I am now becoming holy and acceptable, which is what? My reasonable service. Which is your reasonable service, which is my reasonable service, which is your reasonable service, which is my reason. See, it does not stop. This reasonable service is your lifestyle. Ooh, Jesus. This reasonable service is your habit that have been formed from what? God, not man. Not the world. Not the enemy trying to keep you living in your sinful nature. That's where all the fear, pain, and doubt live. That's where all the crazy thinking is at. That's where all the I can't do it. That's where all the stuff that I tried that before and that didn't work. Yeah, yes, friend. Yes, 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 family. Yes, yes. Because we didn't do it according to God's word, it did fail. But glory to God, by the blood, we've been made new again. So if it was of God, and we can now get in line with his word through relationship, and we can now start to walk the principles to go through with purpose, to take up our cross daily with joy, to go to enter into the pain and suffering already healed. See, it's a mindset. Change the way you think. If you think it's hot, say it's cold. If you think it hurts, say it doesn't. Your mind will control the circumstances of your spirit. Your mindset must be set on these things. Set on these things. Set on these things. When? Right now. No, Pastor. No, right now. It's not for me. It's not for you. It's for all of us. Every thought should be of Christ. So now every obstacle will already be won because it's through what? Christ. It's already been done. We've already won. We've already became victorious.
I felt like that's why I told you to get it.
No, you ain't gonna put it on me.
That's
your switch board.
I'ma tell the
I'll let you have one.
I'ma tell Liberal Democrats
Hello?
That they invade me. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, praise the Lord, Pastor Hamilton. Can you hear
y'all
me?
Y'all were not on mute. Yeah, y'all were not on mute. Amen, 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 hallelujah, glory to God, amen.
In warfare,
amen.
We had the chat room has been bombarded, so we know the demons are present, so continue with the word.
Amen, 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 amen. So look, as we go through, as we take on this obligation to be going through, Watch this. Let me just give an illustration of how when we go through, we're purged. You know, we're purged by the fire. That's what happens is when we go through. Did you know that when gold is melted, the pureness of the gold rises to the top. When steel is tempered, it is strengthened by heat. When we go through, we are now made stronger. When we go through willingly, we go through and we come out shinier than we did before. And that's what we'll end up next week. We'll start to now look at, as we studied, first of all, we must accept the fact that we will be going through. Secondly, we must go through with an attitude of rejoice. And when we get in the circumstance, don't think that it's over in just that much time. It's going to take some endurance. It's going to take some patience to go through what God has called for your life to go through. Be encouraged today, family, that as you learn this step, that as you see the scriptures that will guide you and will lead you in excellence. See, that's what it's about. It's about not doing God's word in excellence. It's about stop leaving out the I's and T's and this and that and the words that mean you got to do something. There's a lot of great sermons going on, and I'm not knocking any sermons. But a lot of times a sermon may not hold all the power words because that means that I got to do something too. And God is calling us for all of us. Every position, every gift, every area. God is calling us to go higher. God is calling us to make this thing personal. Take the steps, live the steps, become a graduate, and go and teach it somewhere else. So now we can multiply what God is doing. We can multiply the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you that, Lord, you're teaching us how to go through with purpose. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we accept the cross that we must bear daily, and we want to follow you. Lord, we understand that by the admittance that we receive our cross, that there is a possibility that we can find worth in your eyes. We declare today that it's not our will. We declare today that it is not our will. But we also confirm and agree, Lord, that it is a requirement of us to go through the circumstance. So today, Lord, we go through different than we did yesterday. Today, Lord, we go through willingly. We go through strengthened. We go through prepared because we are now focused and not unfocused. We are willing. We are ready, and we are available to do your word when you said do it. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We give you all the honor and all the glory, for you alone are worthy. I thank you, Lord. I praise you. Magnify your holy name in Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, let me just read this. In Hebrews 5, and I want to end here because we're gonna begin here next week as we close out going through with purpose. But Hebrews 5, beginning at 8, it says, though he was a son, and he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all, there's that word, all, who obey him. Having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Family, let's get ready to obey him because it's not my will.
13, that's all the money going to hold on.
12 is on there.
Y'all get them.
There we go. Amen.
Amen.
I'm here. Hello.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. What is it?
Pastor Hamilton, I'm saying
I'm here.
Amen.
Yes,
yes,
ma'am.
Yeah, I said amen.
Okay, I'm here. It's all good. That was we were going to, I just was ending a little bit earlier so we could get some comments from people out there. If we did have any callers or is it just us three?
No, it's quite a bit of callers on the line.
I thought so.
Want me to start opening the lines, Pastor?
Yeah, let's go ahead and open up the lines.
Okay.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We sorry for the talking in the background. We've been having some difficulties and have a few on the line that we're not quite familiar with in the chat room. So, you know, we've been under attack all year. So I know when this message is going forth that it's not going to go forth without some opposition. So we just thank the Lord for Pastor Hamilton. I certainly want to say to each and every one, we thank you for tuning in. I don't know if we are aware that this is the last full week in the closing of this year. This is the last Friday. This is a provoked Friday that we'll never see again. Amen. So I really want to take a moment and really salute Pastor Hamilton for his faithfulness and for his dedication and his love that he have for God's people. He has been consistently supporting this radio ministry for over 7 or 8 months now. Amen. And we know he had some challenges and he was off and we missed him dearly. But he's back stronger and better than ever. Amen.
Amen.
So I just
Amen.
Want him to know how much we love him and appreciate. We don't have any honorariums to bestow upon him, and he so willfully and pleasantly commit himself to coming on, teaching and preaching the word of God. Every Friday he is available. I don't know, but maybe two instances where it was a family emergency and he was not able to come on Provoked Friday. So, Pastor Hamilton, I really appreciate you from the depths of our heart, and I say this on behalf of Sister Ruby Larry, our co-host, and all of our listeners and those that tune in on the internet and even come in on the chat room. We certainly appreciate your love for God's people. And we've had a lot of callers on the line coming in and out today. And we want you to know we appreciate you to all of our regular listeners
Amen.
That come on each and every day with us. We salute you. Excuse me, also for your faithfulness and your support of this ministry. As Pastor Hamilton often says, we're family and we love
family.
One another, but we know that we have to all be on the same page, and we're all striving to get to one place. Now, if there's any of you on the line that's striving to go to another place, then this isn't the place for you. We're all striving to see Jesus, and heaven should be all of our goal. Amen. So that's where we're
Amen.
At. Here we try to have ministers, the men and women of God that is fully capable, fully able, fully full of God's Spirit, and they come willfully, and they come to impart the word to us, and we you know, there's no monetary value. There's nothing we can place upon their faithfulness to God, and God is a rewarder. Amen. We certainly thank God for this is the last week in this year. I have to just let you all know how appreciative we are of all what you've done. We thank God for those that Pastor Hamilton invited on the line, Pastor Miracle, and all of the other pastors that he has invited to come on and be a part of this broadcast. We salute you also. I thank Liberal
Thank
Democrats.
You, family.
Amen.
No,
just a moment.
Yeah, go ahead. I was just,
I thank Liberal
yeah, I was just
Democrats
shouting out.
Coming on and getting some of these messages on YouTube, you know, the praise of thought, everything that God has done. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines, and we're going to let you all give your comments at this time. Or if you have any questions that you would like to ask of Pastor Hamilton, you're welcome to do so at this time. So we're going to go to Pastor Miracle, Amen. And she's out of Houston, Texas also. And she will be speaking for us on next Thursday. That's going to be January.
Yes, Jesus.
And so we're going to confirm everything. So I tell you, God is doing some wonderful things. And just before we bring you all online, I want to share with you all, those of you that are friends with us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, we certainly appreciate you. We're doing, we have one of the former councilmen and entrepreneurs here in this city in Stockton, California, that will be doing a Freedom Day parade and dinner on January the 1st. And he does this. This is the 10th year that he commemorates the Declaration of the Emancipation Proclamation, where the slaves were free on January the 1st, 1863. So they're going to be having this parade and this dinner, and also we will have some petitions during the parade, and we're asking that God will remember my sister. Next month will be 21 years she's been in prison, Danielle Metz. So we're asking the Lord to extend the same mercy to her that our president extended to the 21 people that he pardoned and gave commutation of sentences to on last week. So we will be marching in that parade on January the 1st. So follow us on Facebook. You'll see the flyer, and on Twitter and other places, and you'll be able to see that. So Councilman Ralph White will be speaking for us on Monday. And if you want to learn something about your history, he is a wonderful teacher. Amen. And he's a very distinguished gentleman here in the city of Stockton. So he'll be with us on Monday. And Tuesday, Bishop Jesse Grant. Wednesday, we won't have a broadcast because that's January the 1st, and we are participating in this Freedom Day parade and march. But we'll be back on Thursday, and Pastor Miracle will be speaking on Thursday. And again, that Friday will be Provoked Friday. So we wish each and every one of you a beautiful and blessed and prosperous new year. Make sure that God is at the top of your list, because he's going to do some great things for us in this year. Amen. So, Pastor Miracle, God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you all. Evangelist Bernard, God bless you. And, you know, Pastor Hamilton, excellent word. I'm always blessed by the simplicity of the principles of the Word of God. And I think, you know, some of us in the kingdom, we've gotten so complex and trying to find all the revelation, we've skipped over the very valuable, most important foundational principles that stabilize our walk with God and help us to stabilize others and, you know, to just really understand God. And so that's what I love about this particular ministry so much, and what causes me personally to be provoked Friday after Friday. And so I'm just very grateful, Evangelist Bernard, for this vision. And, you know, the God has opened the door for me to be a part of it. I'm absolutely looking forward to Thursday, and just thankful for this connection with this wonderful ministry. I felt the connection the first time we connected. I just knew God was all in it and that he would do some great things. And so I'm just grateful to be a part of this family. And I've absolutely been provoked today. You know, and I thank God for the word, and I thank God for the teaching. And I'm just excited about all that God is doing in these last few days of this year going into 2014, which, of course, will be absolutely explosive. But we just love the Lord. And as Pastor Hamilton said, we go through with joy. You know, we don't just go through. We go through with joy. We go through in him, in love. Yes. And you know, and it's an honor to go through for him. Amen. Yeah. Our expectation is not to be taken out of the world, but that we would just shine bright, you know, wherever
all
we
right.
are. And he says we would even shine in darkness. Amen. And so I'm just grateful for that. And the word brings me joy. So I'm very happy right now. I'm full right now. And just want to invite, you know, we do announcements. So I want to invite everyone, if you're available, it would bless your life. We have, of course, the prayer ministry. It's daily. It's 5 o'clock a.m. And this is my announcement. That call-in number is 712-432-6100. Again, it's 712-432-6100. The access code is 262-151-POUND. Again, it's 262-151-POUND. And I'm super excited because for those of you who are in the Houston area, this Sunday at 6 p.m., I'm telling you, it will be a wonderful opportunity if you connect with us at God's House Church International, because none other than Pastor Hamilton will be preaching, and we are so excited about that. We're going to get some more good word even on Sunday night. So if you're, hey man, if you're in the Houston area, I'm telling you, connect with us. Connect with me. You can connect with me on Facebook, Miracle Burleson, or, you know, and I'd love to give you that information. But I'm just thanking God today and just delighted to be a part of this particular a time of ministry with you all. Thank you, Evangelist.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless
now,
you.
What time is that on Pacific Standard Time? Is that Central Standard Time? 5 minutes?
Yes, ma'am. The service on
so that's three.
The
so that's three in the morning your time. That's 3 in the morning your time.
Okay, so it's Central Standard Time. That's
yes, ma'am.
The 6. So that's
yes.
Californians. That's 3 to 4 a.m. Make the sacrifice. Some of
yeah,
you
that's
all be up texting
and
book and on Twitter. So if you're up, because I know liberal Democrat, he works all time of morning. So if you're up, join in with Pastor Burleson for that prayer. I tell you, you will
Amen.
Be blessed. So God bless you.
Definitely.
Amen. We're going to Sister Viola Clark, and this young lady was invited by Prophetess Darlene, and we thank God for her. So God bless you, Sister Viola, out of Philadelphia.
Amen.
Oh, Philly in the house.
Yes, it's a pleasure to hear this word. It was rich, and I thank God I got fed. It's so exciting, you know, Pastor, and we thank you and we appreciate you.
Ooh, thank
you know,
God for
is,
you.
Yes, this is my first time, you know, tuning in. And I know Prophetess, you know, she's very encouraging, and she kept reminding me, but I'm just thankful that I'm able to jump on, you know, because I know this, you know, before the new year creep in, I wanted
right.
to be a part of this, you know.
Yes,
God
hallelujah.
Ways beyond ways, and what a word, you know. And I just thank you. I received that word, you know. And even when I think about Jonah, how Jonah, you know, he was supposed, you kept saying God's will, you know, and a lot of us have that Jonah spirit, because a lot of times instead of us going to the place where God wants us to go, but we step back and we feel as though that we're not able, we lax and we low esteem and we're not able to do it. And so Jonah was running, but in spite
Ooh, come
of
on.
God, hallelujah, Lassia. When God have an assignment and he have us on a mission, I don't care what it might look like. Hallelujah, but he will not let us rest until we go forth. You are right, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
no matter
hallelujah.
What state we might be in, but we can't get away from God. Hallelujah.
Come on. That's
right. Satan might try to set up traps. We might be in a net, but God can bring us out that net.
Ooh, come on now.
Chaos. A lot of times, hallelujah, we don't realize, hallelujah, when we have assignment that God wants us to do, even when we run, hallelujah, how God coming
hallelujah.
Hit that boat. Hallelujah. From boat to walking, from driving,
yes,
whatever
Jesus.
Way of connection that we might be trying to escape.
But
God has a way of waking us up and shaping us up. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Jonah was swallowed up by that big fish. But that was God.
All right, now you're about to preach.
Into his destination.
Ella.
He was trying to run from it, but God was bringing him into it. God is able. No matter what the situation might look like, he is going to come forth. He is a God, Yamonala, that see that shall not lie, yet it is see, nor the
Hallelujah.
Son of Man who shall repent. His word is going to go forth. Hallelujah. No matter what
Hallelujah.
State we might be in. But I
Ooh,
just
Jesus.
Thank God for a rhema word. Hallelujah.
Oh,
that word is a connection. It's a boomerang. It's going to hit whatever it's supposed to hit. Hallelujah. And he said he will not turn void, but it's going to go forth, and it's going to accomplish what God sent forth it to do. I thank God for this broadcast.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah.
Ooh, thank God for you.
Yes.
Thank God for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
We're looking forward to seeing you next week. We're on here every day, so come visit with us.
Okay. Will do. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're going. I got the mic, man. We're going to Pastor Robinson.
Houston.
Houston.
Pastor Robinson.
Yes.
Mighty woman of God, how are you?
God bless you all. I'm just listening. This is my first time on. I'm driving from Shreveport back to Houston, and I'm just enjoying the flow of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
So I enjoyed the message. I was there at the nursing home with my dad, I tell you. I really enjoyed it and didn't want to put it down.
Amen.
So y'all just continue to flow, and I'll continue to listen, okay?
Amen, amen, amen. Now I want Pastor Robinson, I'm really encouraged to introduce you to Evangelist Bernard. She's from New Orleans. We'll be coming back to this side of the States here in the first of the year. And God just told me that you, too, need to connect for sure.
All right.
And,
praise God.
Now you're in Shreveport.
I'm in Shreveport now, but I'm getting ready to leave and come back the way of Houston, Texas. That's where we live.
All right.
Where do you live,
Amen.
I live here in Stockton, California. I'm a native of New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
And
all right.
Returning home to
do
ministry in a little bit.
Ooh,
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, she'll be right down the street from Houston here in a couple of months.
All right.
Are you moving to Houston?
Not I. I'm moving back home. I'm moving back to Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to connect with one another.
All right. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Love you, Pastor.
Love you, too.
They done had me here in California. I've been gone away 30 years. Ah, glory to God. Woo, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
But I'm looking for God to do some great and mighty things. I have a large family. Big community that
I raise in,
and I'm just looking for God to bring some souls into the kingdom, and that's my mission. That's my mantle
Amen.
For this season, Pastor Hamilton. Souls.
Yes.
God is about
souls.
He ain't interested in you. He ain't interested in how you look, how you talk, how you walk. He's interested in souls. What is your
souls,
heart?
Souls, that's right.
Looks at your heart. And that's all he's interested in. Yes, glory! Jesus!
Ooh, hallelujah!
So I'm excited. I'm excited about the women of God and then the men of God that God has placed on this line. I tell you, it's been such a blessing. Amen. But we're going to Prophetess Darlene, I tell you.
Prophetess Darlene.
She's always the first one on the line, so we should always go right to Prophetess Darlene. She signs on. 5 and 10 minutes ahead of time. And we met this young woman about 2 or 3 months ago now, and I tell you, she has been faithfully supporting this ministry. She also has a prayer line on Tuesdays and Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I'll have her to give you all the information. Amen. So God bless you, Prophetess Darlene. Sister Viola,
praise
the
Lord
here today.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless. Yes, Bernard, God bless you all. I just thank God for this broadcast. And I have told some others to come on, and they don't know what they're missing. And
hallelujah.
You told us to invite somebody. And so you got to be obedient when the man or the woman brings forth the word to tell you to do something. Sometimes it sounds like it's simple instructions, but through that you'll get blessed. So I was obedient.
That's right. That's right.
I was making some calls, but I didn't call a lot of people. Now, I called some people that I knew would be blessed. And they didn't come on. But I thank God, Sister Evangelist Viola Clark came on. I thank God she didn't just come
Lord.
On. She came on and showed up and showed out. I thank God to God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Oh,
so
glory.
My heart is
Hallelujah.
Overwhelmed on today. I mean, I enjoyed, first of all, the worship on today. I just thank God I came on. Last week I was late. I said, won't be late today. I'm going to make sure I be early. I had my pen and pad and everything ready. And I'm telling you, I got so many nuggets, so many notes. And I just thank God, Pastor Hamilton, for you. I just thank God for your worship that you bring forth before the service. I just thank God. I know why they were acting up in the chat room, because you were stirring up some things. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
you were
come on
up,
now.
Doing some things in the spiritual realm, and the enemy was getting mad. You stirred up some things in me, because yesterday I was going through a little warfare, and I
come
said,
on.
Enough is enough. That was the word I said when I got off the phone. I said, enough is enough. So I thank God for your word. I thank God for the tools that you give. I thank
God
for how you give it in the spirit of joy. You know, because you can come on with a different spirit. So I, hallelujah, I'm just blessed. I thank God for the callers. I just thank God for what God is doing on this broadcast. And I know they just let them keep stirring up in the chat room, because God is doing this broadcast with the blood. So I just thank God for what he's doing in your life, Pastor Hamilton. Continue to go forth in him and great things he's going to do even more. I just thank God. Don't think your work is in vain, because, you know, I got pages and pages of notes. With God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm receiving
Hallelujah.
It. I'm just getting notes.
Ooh,
I'm
Jesus.
On it too. I'm not just having
Amen.
Notes and writing down things. Matter of fact, when I get off the phone today, it's something I got to do right after I get off the
Come
phone.
Come on now.
I'm putting it in action. You got to put those words in activation. You got to do
in
something
action.
To get that
action.
Power
action.
Of God. You got to do it right now, as you say. So I just thank God, and I'm excited. Sister Ruby, I thank God for your prayers, your encouragement. I thank God for you, Pastor Bernard, for all you have done for my ministry and what you're doing. I just thank God, because there's great things coming ahead. I thank God for each and every speaker. I'm just happy. Hallelujah. I'm
Hallelujah.
Just rejoicing in what God is doing. And so I thank you, Pastor Hamilton, once again. God bless you.
God bless you, too. We love you.
God bless you. We love you.
I love you. God bless.
Amen. Right, amen. Did you give them out? Give them your information with your prayer line information, Prophetess Darlene?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, we need that.
Can't leave that.
Okay.
You see, how Pastor Miracle was on it. Whoop.
Oh, yeah, she was on it. Was she on it or what?
Yeah
we need your information, Prophetess
like
Darlene,
so
we can support
was.
You, too.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for your family. You can go on Facebook, Prophetess Darlene Davis on Facebook, or you can call 712-432-1500. Once again, 712-432-1500, and the code is 211-498-POUND, and that's on Tuesday nights and Saturday nights at 8. Saturday nights is overflow night, so come tomorrow if you got to get a chance to come. It's overflow, and come let God fill you up even
Saturday
more.
In the new
come
year,
on now.
I'm going to be there.
God bless.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. I'll be at that one.
All my last days then.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. So we'll be there. So call in to Prophetess Darlene Davis line on tomorrow night. It would be nice if all of us that's on the line today can come on at 8 p.m. That's Eastern time. It's 7 o'clock Texas time, and it's 5 o'clock on the West Coast. Okay? So let's
on
that line. This is the last Saturday in
2013. Hallelujah.
And we want to be a blessing to the woman of God and let her
hallelujah.
Know, guess what? Somebody don't mind praying. Hey, she
Jesus,
has a prayer.
Jesus.
She can pray too. Hey, she's not on there.
Oh, hallelujah.
Making lullabies.
Amen.
And worshiping God, and she's praying and interceding for the saints of God
and for God's people all over the nation. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to support you in your efforts.
Yeah, we'll be there.
She got a page. She got a Facebook page up. Hey, glory to God. And Liberal Democrat gonna hook her up with a Twitter account. So guess what? We going somewhere. And ain't nobody jealous. Ain't nobody competing against one another. We're competing for souls. Hallelujah. Souls that
ooh,
the devil
hallelujah.
Wants. Glory to God. You
that's
know
right.
He's in competition with God. Amen. You know that's why he was kicked out. Because he said, I'm going to exalt my throne above yours,
that's
God.
Right.
I'm greater than
ooh,
you.
Jesus.
Glory to God. But he found out his arms was too short to box with
short.
God. Amen. So we're looking.
Ooh,
I don't
hallelujah.
Know about y'all, but I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited. If one soul is saved this week, if one soul is saved
one soul.
At the end of these last 4 days in this year, heaven is rejoicing. Amen.
Mm,
so don't look at no numbers. It ain't in the numbers all the time. It's in the love. It's in the compassion. It's in your heart. What your heart looks at like. That's what God is interested in. Woo, glory to God. Ah, I'm excited, Pastor Hamilton. Let's go to Brother Clarence, and then we're going to go to Liberal Democrat. I saw two more people on the line. See, they done fell off. See, when you ain't right, hey, God will get you off this line. Folks
come
don't
on.
Stay around too long on this line. If they're
not
lying,
line.
I'm not boasting and I'm not bragging.
Jesus.
It tells me where there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing. He said he would be in the midst. We have some praying
yeah.
people on this line. And the devil
hallelujah.
Can't stay in the midst too long. He might get by for a moment, but guess what? He'll never get away because God know who you
never
are.
Never get away. Never
Lord
get away.
And dropped off ooh. The line, and God bless you, Lord. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your heart ain't right. God ooh. Will reveal you. If your heart is not right, you will be exposed. Anything ain't
yes,
right.
Yes, you will.
Got to leave out of God's presence. When God come
that's
in a
right.
place,
come on.
Our atmosphere is affected. The whole atmosphere
yes.
is saturated and permeated because nothing that's evil,
ooh,
nothing
Jesus.
That's ugly and nasty will be able to stand in God's presence because God is a holy God. He's a righteous God. Oh, y'all better leave me alone today. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
Him in the chat room there and drop that glory. Hallelujah. Woo, Lord, they have about 20.
Hallelujah.
Say, so anyway, Brother Clarence is right there. I don't know what part of Texas he in, but Pastor Hamilton, you're going to have to reach out to Brother Clarence.
Amen.
Brother Clarence, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. What part of Texas are you in?
Houston, Texas.
You're
I know.
In
he got 832. He right here.
You right there yeah. with Pastor Hamilton. So you're going to have to hook up with Pastor Hamilton. Amen?
Yes, sir.
We're going to have to introduce you to Pastor Hamilton, and you're right there in Texas. And I want you to make some physical contact with Pastor Hamilton.
Yes.
Pastor Hamilton is going to help you. I hear the Lord saying is going to mentor you, Brother Clarence. So you said you made a statement a couple of weeks ago on this line, and you said you made a statement. And you said there has been some things that have been spoken over your life, but they had not come to pass.
No.
It hadn't
Jesus.
Come to pass yet. But I'm here to tell you, you are next in line for your miracle, Brother Clarence.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
All right.
But you got to connect.
Right. Yeah.
Get you to the next level in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God
yes.
want to do some wonderful things for you. And you have such a pleasant spirit, such an embracing
hallelujah.
So you got to reach out, and I'm going to, If you don't mind, I'll give Pastor Hamilton your number. Amen. And you have to connect with this man of God. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Definitely.
So, Brother Clarence, we're going to you. Woo! Jesus, I'm feeling something right now.
First of all, I think the almost end part of your service, I've been going through a whole lot. My truck broke down. Then my mom got sick last week. Oh, she's on hospice now. She's not doing so well. My heart is breaking.
Jesus.
Didn't know that.
Ah,
glory.
Oh, but my brother Clarence, look. First of all, God has you in his hands right now because of your cry, because of your willingness to admit that you are in pain, for your willingness to step out of the box and to let men and women to confess yourself to one another. My brother, God has called you for such a time as this. Right now, Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we all touch together in agreement. We surround Brother Clarence right now, Lord. We engulf him with our love, Heavenly Father God, and we pray right now that your anointing fall down on him immediately. Lord, we pray right now that as we touch and agree, we believe that the health of his mother is in your hands.
That's right.
We pray right now, Heavenly Father God, that as she has done all that you said she has supposed to do, that, Lord, she's in your hand. Lord, we just pray right now that you strengthen Brother Clarence, that, Lord, you give him strength and that you show him
that now is the time
for him to step his game up. Now is the time for him to show his mother in the spirit that she has raised the man of God that she wanted to see. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this moment right now, Lord, that it is time right now to move. We pray right now, Lord, that you will encourage my brother. That you will encourage my brother through his willingness to go through his circumstances, that it is by your power. It is not by might. It is by your power.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And Lord, we believe you, Lord. We believe your word. We believe that it's alive right now, Heavenly Father God. And we know that we've been called for such a time as this to join in unity and declare the glory of your son, Jesus.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ah, anointed flow. Oh, Jesus. Liberal Democrat. The Lord is saying speak right now. Oh, Jesus. Ooh.
Hallelujah, amen. I agree, I touch and agree with everything that's been spoken. Amen, hallelujah, amen to God. This is anointing, the Bible says, amen, the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. While the man of God was yet speaking, amen, hallelujah, amen. Yokes were being destroyed, not broken, but destroyed. That's why they were going crazy in the chat room. That's why they were going crazy and whatnot in our lives. Amen, because when the man of God was speaking, amen, in this hour, amen, yokes are being destroyed. He told us, old us, amen, gets in the way. We get old results. Amen.
All
so
right.
Going into 2014, the man of God has reminded us, amen, some stuff you ain't going to bring with you in 2014.
Yeah. Ooh, come on.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen to God. That old man, it costs money to take extra bags on the plane.
Ooh, come on.
Hallelujah.
Now.
It's going to cost you
something
if you're going to bring this old stuff into 2014. Amen.
Ooh.
So I wrote that down as an affirmation. The man of God said, old us keeps getting the old results. The old us getting the old results.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So we got to start looking at things a new way. Amen, amen, amen. So God is speaking. Amen.
Amen.
This is a
hallelujah.
Today, I hope y'all write this down. God, this is a word, amen, to God. Amen, Brother Clarence. Hallelujah, amen. The Bible talks about this stuff and whatnot. Amen to God.
Come on
now. New thing, the new man.
New thing.
Amen. By the renewing of your mind. Amen to God. God is going to give you a new revelation. Amen. God is going to give you a new way to look at things. Amen. God, a yoke is being destroyed. This is what's going on right now tonight. Amen. When yokes get destroyed,
in the name
of
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. God, something is being born. for something being stirred up in you. Amen. Hallelujah. This is how God works and whatnot. This is why we're getting this word today from the man of God.
Ooh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
You let us know, amen of God, that the old us gets in the way, amen of God, you're going to get old results. So, amen of God, God is going to show you a new way. Amen. To deal with sadness. He's going to give you a new way. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. To deal with this new vision. So, amen to God. Embrace it. Amen. When you see these things, embrace it. Say, Lord, hallelujah. I receive this word. Amen. Hallelujah. I receive the word. I receive the change. Amen to God. And I receive this thing that's being born in me. Something was dormant. Amen. But certain things have to happen in our life. Amen.
Ooh.
To activate,
ooh,
amen of God, today. Amen. To activate
today.
This word that was given to us. Amen of God. We cannot take these bags into 2014. They got to stay. These old way of thinking can't come with us. Amen. Amen. A lot of people ain't going to be able to move with us in 2014. Amen of God. Our friends, our family.
Ooh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
We're going to have to leave some folk behind. Amen, amen. But we're going to walk into our destiny. Amen of God. I wrote that down. I'm rejoicing. Man of God, I was tweeting it. Amen. While you was preaching it, I was tweeting it.
Come on
amen,
now.
Amen, amen. The old us keeps getting the old results. Amen. So that's word. That's rhema right there. Amen,
rhema,
amen, amen.
Rhema.
So receive that, family. Amen. Write
hallelujah.
It down. Listen to it. Retweet it.
Ooh,
amen
Jesus.
Of God. Hallelujah. Retweet it because we need it. Amen.
We
hallelujah.
Need it.
Retweet
now.
It because we need this thing.
Woo,
amen. So
yes,
God bless
Jesus.
You. Amen of God. Amen. The old us keeps getting the old results. I like that. I like that.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
My affirmation this week.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Preach, man of God. Hallelujah.
All right, all right. Watch out. God is doing some things. I bless you.
Amen.
We're going to go to, I see area code 614. The last four of your numbers is 8043. Can you greet us?
Yes, this is Sister Liz. I just would like, yes, do you hear me?
Yes, ma'am,
hello?
God bless you.
Yes, I just want you to pray. I just got a phone call from my sister. We are in line for a miracle, and the
thank
enemy
hello.
Is so mad that they're trying to force us to come to the police department to take lie detector tests. So I just want prayer that this shall not be in the name of Jesus, because we know they have been paying off people in the court. People have gone to jail.
Come on.
They are so angry that God is blessing us that they are trying to cook up. And this is a civil case. This is not criminal. So we just want prayer in the name of Jesus that the enemy cannot steal what God has given, and we will not.
Ooh, Jesus.
Amen. Well, we're going to have the man of God to pray for you, Pastor Hamilton. You want to pray for
thank you.
Then God
Pastor
bless.
Burleson.
Amen.
Pastor Burleson.
Amen. I'm right here.
Pray.
Praise God. Okay, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Let's get the specific prayer request one more time.
Because I want prayer that... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I want a prayer that we will not have to take any lie detector tests, that we will not have to go before people who have been involved in criminal activity, and we know that they will say we're guilty before we even take the test. They've had lying people come into court, people we don't even know. They'll pretend that they know us, and so we just need prayer in the name of Jesus. This is all broken. The adversary is broken.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And that we can work for the Master's kingdom.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to pray and agree, and we're just going to ask God to drop the charges. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just love you. We worship you, Lord God. We thank you for the spirit of agreement and unity and oneness, Lord God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
So on this call right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we thank you for an anointing, Lord, in my sister's situation, Lord God, where she needs a miracle, she needs a breakthrough. Father
yes,
God,
Jesus.
There is
yes.
an injustice, and we're releasing our faith together, Lord God, for a release of this entire situation. Father God, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your Jeez. Word says that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and you turn it as you turn the waters. Lord God, and I thank you that you're turning the heart of the judge in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Those who have the power, the ability,
the authority, the influence in this case to make the decision to dismiss it. Lord God, you're giving them good reason to do so. You're moving upon them, Father God. I thank you for a spirit of liberty in this family, a spirit of praise,
Lord God, in the mighty name
of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that this will be a turning point even for them as they will give themselves even the more, Lord God, to you
in the mighty name of Jesus.
We release a spirit of unity in that family, a spirit of healing, hallelujah.
Come on.
A spirit of
peace,
Lord God, a spirit of surrender, and that they would give your name alone all of the glory, all of the praise, and all of the honor in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for the praise report. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Done.
That's right. That's right.
Done. Woo, Jesus.
Weapons formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah.
Now, my sister, after the prayer, and I just want to say to you, by your activation of your faith, by you walking in your victory, will determine the outcome of what happens in that courtroom. You and your family need to join together in unity, in oneness, under the blood of Jesus. And you guys need to walk under the authority of Christ together. You got to walk in there on one accord. You have to be as a fine-tuned instrument that as you flow, you flow together, and God is going to flow with you. He's going to flow with you. He's going to flow with you. But it's determined on the steps you take going forward to this obstacle.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, we have had a glorious time on this line. Amen. I'm going to give it back to Pastor Hamilton where he can have five. Well, let me hear from Sister Ruby and then Pastor Hamilton.
Yes, please.
Would you say please first?
Have a blessed weekend.
I say yes. I want to hear from Minister Ruby.
Oh, it was a hectic day today on this switchboard. But, you know, the devil, when the Lord is blessing, they come to want a mess. But I say I thank the Lord. I thought the line was closed. I normally put it on mute because it looked like it was about 20 of them had bombarded us, you know, then they came on there.
Yes.
I apologize.
Woo, Jesus.
I take advantage of Bernard an apology, but I was warned with him in the chat room. But the word has been such a blessing, Pastor Hamilton, and we just love you, and we just thank the Lord that he brought you back because we were so concerned at one time, but you're stronger, and the word is more in depth, and the anointing that come, I say the anointing that come with the teaching is
come
what
on.
I just,
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Pray that everybody have a blessed, what's this, the last Friday?
Yes.
Okay?
Last Friday, yes it is. We'll be crossed over next Provoke Friday. So I think we all need to spend a lot of time on the line this week. I'm encouraging everybody to at least call in at least 30 minutes of each call this week because it's important to go to end and then start as we want to go forward. So I'm dedicating myself to come online, even if it's for 20, 30 minutes. I know we're all busy, but we all need to connect and join in on this thing so we can go forward in excellence because we're going higher, family.
All right.
Woo. Yeah, and amen. Pastor Hamilton, you had about 21 callers on quite a few. A32s came on, and you invited a young lady. I think her name was Pamela or whatever, and you had quite a few 832s. Pastor Miracle Brother was on. So it was quite a few came on to support you. So in the end,
well, we're our goal, family, is we finna blow 50 up, so we can blow 100 up, so we can blow 200 up, and before you know it, we got our own blog station.
Oh, Okay.
All right.
Amen. So I'm glad forgive me.
And I'm talking every day, not just Fridays, every day.
Oh, okay. Now, everybody forgive me for the interruption. Y'all heard because the demons, I had to go in there and fight in the chat room. Okay. Pray my strength to the Lord. Love you, Pastor Albert.
Amen. Amen. We
love
certainly
you
want you all to tune in on Monday. Don't miss this Councilman Ralph White has done so much. I just wanted to let you all know, if you Google his name, you'll see all that he has, the city of Stockton and the people of Stockton. I can remember when Katrina struck in New Orleans, Ralph White, and he'll be speaking for us on Monday. He was one of the men that took a charter bus, paid for a charter bus to go into Houston, and they brought about 70-some-odd family members to Stockton to relocate after that devastation of Katrina. And I was down there in Houston working with Mr. White to get those people into a safe haven after they lost everything that they had. He's a man
Amen.
That loves people. He has a great big heart for the people. So he will be on Monday. So please invite someone.
Thank you, Lord.
And
yes, amen.
He
amen.
He's doing this, like I said earlier, this is the 10th year where he's celebrating Freedom Day, where Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation to free the slave. Now, that may not mean nothing to anyone else, but all of us that have derived from somewhere, we know our forefathers were enslaved. Amen. So that was the significance of January the 1st, and that's why you find black people, most of the African Americans, we're in church on December the 31st. They call it watch night because guess what? They were waiting. They were waiting to be free. Hey, glory to God.
Oh,
they were waiting for that proclamation
to be signed.
My God.
Yeah.
You know, we our children do so many crazy things because we don't teach them. But when
Moses
brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, hey, glory to God, he began to tell them, the Lord began to instruct Moses, and he said, tell your children, tell them what I've done for you. Don't let them forget.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But we won't sit down and have these kind of discussions with our children. We'll let people teach them in school some erroneous doctrine that, you know, we
came from
apes or all this other crazy stuff. But we need to know something about our history. If we don't
know
who we are, then how will we know where we're going? You have to know who you are. When you know who you are, then you can embrace everything that God has destined for you. So we want to bombard this line on Monday and also on Wednesday with that parade and dinner. This man, when you Google his name, you'll see the things he's done. He had a skating rink. He's the only man in the nation. You don't even see Kobe Bryant them with nothing like this in their home. He had a skating rink. Constructed in his home, and his home sit in the neighborhood. He's a millionaire, but he didn't go out and move to Spanos in a prestigious area of Stockton. He stayed right there in the hood. And then when you Google his name, you'll see what he's done. And they didn't want that skating ring. He did it for his a 9-year-old daughter. And what he does, he allows people to, the children in the neighborhood, if they maintain good grades and whatever, they can come and have parties at his skating rink because they closed the skating rink down here in Stockton. And he had one built on and added onto his home. Amen.
Hallelujah.
the neighborhood ministering to the people right there in that neighborhood. So he's making a difference. And that's who God promotes. That's who he elevates. You know, other folks may look at you differently. Oh, but baby, when God has a calling on your life, hey, glory to God, he can take the bum and clean, take him off the street, clean him up.
That's right.
Give him a mind.
That's right.
Serve him. So you all don't want to miss Monday. You will. I'll be sending out the flyers. I've already posted some of the flyers on Facebook. Amen. And a liberal Democrat will be working with us to get it all on Twitter and everywhere. So we want the man of God, Mr. Ralph White, to know how much we appreciate what he does for the community. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what it's about.
Amen.
Giving something back. It's not about taking everything that we got and going by us a glass house. No, 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 no.
Come on.
Amen.
Jesus.
Well, we celebrating Jesus because without Jesus, we wouldn't be. So we got the, it's all about Jesus anyhow. And
Jesus.
So we just invite you all to come on the line on Monday. So we're going to let Pastor Hamilton close us out with a word of prayer. Have a beautiful and blessed
Amen.
Weekend in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Ruby,
well, God bless. God bless you.
Jesus is the reason for everything we do.
That's right. God bless you, family. Know you're loved and appreciated. Go higher in Jesus. Let's get ready to go to the next level together as we go through this throughput of the Spirit. As we cross over from one to the next, let's make a commitment and a declaration that we will do what God says do, because it's not my will. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We just leave this place different than we came. We pray,
Hallelujah.
Lord, that as we become transformed, as we become different, as we become rearranged, as, Lord, you change us, Lord,
yeah.
that we will walk in victory, and, Lord, that we go out and we take by force things that have been stolen by the enemy. So we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, I love you. We'll talk to you next week.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Evangelist Viola, Pastor Miracle.
Thank you.
The Clan,
God bless
Prophet
y'all.
Darlene,
God bless you.
And Liberal Democrat, and our host, Pastor, Pastor Hamilton. We love you. Amen. We're going to close
amen.
Out with Free by Darwin Hobbs.
All right.
All right. It's not playing for me, Sister Ruby. Can you get it? Amen, amen. Have a blessed weekend. It's under Darwin Hobbs. It is right, Darwin Hobbs. All right. Oh, geez. Amen. It's not letting us play, so God bless you all. It's not playing.
Hallelujah anyhow. Amen.
All right, hallelujah.
All right.
Liberal say hallelujah anyhow. We'll close out with Dear God. That's a good one by Smoking Awful.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Woo, Jesus. Good one right there.
Feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said surely this is it. But I held on, and I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory. In you I've seen, and all the moments I've I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I fell, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my for every victory in you I've seen. Oh, and for the moment, God, I know you kept me. Yeah, Lord, I just thank you for my life. I realize some didn't make it. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So, for my life. Victory in you I've seen, hey, and for the moments that I know you kept me. Yes, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be hope for, and every dream has not yet been realized, but to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it, yeah, yeah, Lord, so I thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through, thank you for. I know it was you, God. I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life.
For my life. Hallelujah. We just thank everyone for being on, and God bless you.